This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Two Palestinians were killed and three injured in confrontations with Israeli forces in the West Bank. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Palestinian medics and the military say two Palestinians were killed early on Friday in confrontations with Israeli forces in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. The Palestine Red Crescent Society confirmed the two deaths and said three people were wounded, including one who sustained serious injuries. The Islamic militant group Hamas said one of those killed was a local commander. Health officials say 460 Palestinians, including several dozen children and teens, have been killed by Israeli fire in the West Bank since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. House of Representatives passes a reauthorization of a key U.S. surveillance program after days of upheaval over changes. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The bill does not include broad restrictions on how the FBI uses the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, FISA, known as Section 702, to search for Americans' data. Critics among the Republicans, Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Do you trust the Department of Justice to hold the FBI accountable? Because I don't.
On his Truth Social site, former President Donald Trump wrote in capital letters, "Kill FISA," saying it was illegally used against him. Colorado Democrat Joe Nagu says Republicans have held back passage of this and other important legislation.
Instead, their top priority, the Refrigerator Freedom Act.
First authorized in 2008, FISA has been renewed several times and is seen as crucial in disrupting terror attacks, cyber intrusions, and foreign espionage. The bill now moves on to the Senate. Ed Donahue, Washington.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow The Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And you'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands continue to flee Myanmar to Thailand a day after a strategically vital town near the border fell to anti-junta opposition fighters. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
A stream of people from Myanmar continued to cross over to Thailand early on Friday, a day after the strategic town of Miawadi fell to anti-junta resistance that is growing in strength. The adjoining Thai city of Mae Soo has seen almost 4,000 cross the border daily, a doubling of usual numbers as fighting in Myanmar intensifies. Those escaping fear junta airstrikes.
I am afraid. I feel safer on this side of the border.
They can't bomb Thailand.
The loss of Miawadi robs the junta of vital earnings and trade while strengthening rebel groups such as the Karen National Union, analysts say.
Sean Hogan from Reuters. Russian military trainers arrived this week in Niger to reinforce the country's air defenses as the Western African nation pulls away from close cooperation with the U.S. in counterterrorism efforts, turning instead to Russia for help as it fights Islamic insurgents in the Sahel region. State television in Niger on Thursday broadcast footage of Russian military trainers arriving in the country aboard a plane equipped with military supplies. U.S. officials say Niger's ruling military council has yet to order American troops out, but the arrival of Russian forces makes it complicated for the U.S. for the U.S. forces to remain in the country. As U.S. President Joe Biden's administration waits for the U.S. House of Representatives to take up a bill for aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, experts say U.S. allies are not the only ones in need of the funding boost. As VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports, some say the U.S. defense industry desperately needs the boost as well.
America's support for Ukraine's and Israel's militaries has turned up the heat on the U.S. defense industry. Factories across the country tasked to build more weapons and ammunition at a pace not seen in decades. But analysts warn the defense industry is not keeping pace with complex threats. Ranging from Russian aggression in Eastern Europe to attacks from Iran-backed militants in the Red Sea. A Senate-passed bill with billions of more military support for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and the United States. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Polish lawmakers have voted to continue work on proposals to lift a near-total ban on abortion. Poland has one of the most restrictive abortion laws in Europe. Members of the lower house of parliament voted on Friday to work on four separate bills. Two of them propose legalizing abortion through the 12th week of pregnancy. One plan proposes decriminalizing assistance for a woman who terminates a pregnancy. And a fourth would keep a ban in most cases but allow abortions in cases of fetal defects. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.